Hello, hello, this is Gravel Talk Calling. Welcome to a new edition of our podcast about a very, very special group of people. Magnificent people, trustworthy people, crazy people, people who like to ride on motorcycles, even though there exist commercial road vehicles, automatic sewing machines, and even women with high voices. Our gravel talker today is Dr. Rowan Bhatil from India.
Rowan, Rowan, Rowan.
Rowan is a medical doctor specialized in internal medicine. At age 30, he has already ridden many different motorcycles of various brands and now, so he says, has found his ultimate bike. Whenever he gets a chance, Rowan goes out riding and he particularly enjoys to take his wife along. In this episode of Gravel Talk, Rowan talks about some very special places in India every biker needs to visit. Also, we learn about his dream to travel Europe on a, you guessed it, motorcycle. Rowan is also an artist who enjoys to draw sketches and to play his guitar. So, let's get ready to throttle! Come on inside and meet
Rowan, 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 Rowan,
Rowan. Rowan, how are you doing and where exactly are you?
Hi, thank you for having me on this platform. At present, I'm currently in India and I'm a doctor by profession. I'm doing good. In India, I'm staying at a place called Kolhapur. It is nearby Mumbai.
So you're a medical doctor, meaning you work on your own in a private practice or in a hospital?
Yeah, morning hours, I work at a hospital. And evening, I have my own clinic. So I work during evening hours at my own clinic. I'm internal medicine specialist.
Tell me about your motorcycling career. When did it all start?
Well, I was not into motorcycles initially. I was more of a car guy until 2013, 2014. And when I joined for my post-graduation, that time there was a KTM showroom besides my PG institute. So I used to see all the KTM motorcycles coming and going. So I thought, you know, maybe I should try my hands on KTM. So the first bike I took was KTM Duke 200. And from thereafter, I got into the biking community. I made friends. And thereafter, the interest kept growing and growing. So soon after 10 months, I got another KTM. That was an upgrade to existing one, the 390. Then again, I went to Honda CB400, so it went on. So currently, I am at my 8th bike now. So that's my dream bike. Finally, I could achieve it just two months back. Currently, I'm riding BMW R1250 GS.
So you're riding the 1250 GS, which is a rather new model from BMW. Why is it your dream bike?
Yeah, there was something about this bike. That it is all-rounder bike that you can take it for a short spin, go for long-distance touring, and even go cross-country. And I have seen so many bikers who are like at a professional level, and they are crossing countries. And most of them have the BMW 1200 GS. And moreover, the one more requirement I had when the criteria which I had, that my final bike or my dream bike should have a shaft drive. So it narrowed the contenders to only two possible bikes. The one was BMW 1250 GS and the second one was Triumph Explorer 1200. But somehow Triumph Explorer was very heavy for maneuverability. So the GS was very extremely easy to maneuver. So GS was spot on. It got me.
How do you use the bike? Do you every once in a while even take it for a trip, for a longer trip, maybe cross country?
I haven't got out of India on my bike yet, but definitely I have plans to cover cross-country trips, longer trips. I'm waiting for a right time and maybe, you know, right company for my bigger trip to come.
So what is the traffic like where you live? Are the roads crowded?
Yeah, it's not like metros like Delhi or Mumbai. It's a small place, but yeah, considering a small place, a lot of two-wheelers basically. And yeah, it's not that bothersome. You can manage it.
And what does a typical trip look like for you? If you have the time, maybe a day off, what does a trip look like?
Mostly I plan my trips on Sundays. That is when my off days. And once in 4 months or 5 months, I take a week off. And then mostly I go with my wife for a longer trip, maybe 8 days or 10 days, covering most of the places.
And your wife, did she get infected with a motorcycle virus through you, or was she already infected when she met you?
Yeah. And that virus was introduced by me only. She was not at all into motorcycles, but as before marriage, we got to know about each other. She's also a YouTuber. She's into fashion and stuff. She's also a doctor. So I also had my YouTube channel, Sport Tourer. So that's how, that was the common thing which got us hooked and connected. So after marriage, she got really interested into motorcycles more than me. Now she is craving more for the trips.
Tell me about the role of the motorcycle in India. How do people look at motorcycling?
In India, motorcycles come first and then cars. Usually car is more fascinating because it's a middle income country. So most of the people cannot afford a car. So motorcycles are very common. Most of the 90% of the bikes are usually sub 100cc or sub 200cc motorcycles. So mostly people use motorcycles only for work purpose, like going from place A to B. And even there are a few people who carry work-related luggage on their bike to sell stuff to different villages. Even farmers get grass and stuff from place A to place B. So whenever they see a motorcycle, big motorcycle like BMW or Triumph, that fascinates them. That is very unusual for them to see the sound of it, the scale of it.
Now, you're very active on social media, particularly Instagram. You also mentioned your YouTube channel. Why are you so involved there? What fascinates you in connection with motorcycling?
The main reason why I could grow in motorcycling is because of the Instagram or even Facebook. That is how I got connected to other people, other bikers. I got to know about them, what kind of bike they are using, what kind of places they are going, what kind of riding gears they are wearing. So I got that's how it grew my interest. So I got to know, oh, okay, so there's this motorcycle. I can maybe upgrade to that. It has disadvantages, maybe that disadvantages. So Instagram or social media has a very good and deep impact on me. And it is responsible for my today's achievement of getting a BMW home. Because if it wouldn't have been the case, maybe I would not have got the BMW. Maybe I would have settled for a lesser one.
You mentioned gear. What kind of gear is important to you when you're on the road?
I have had two or three very low speed crashes. So all gears all the time is my rule. So no matter whether you're going for a 20 kilometer ride or 200 kilometers ride, you need to be covered from top to bottom. Helmet is compulsory, boots, riding jacket, gloves, as well as good riding pants. There is no discount on these things. You have to have these whenever you start the motorcycle. Traveling in India, it is densely populated. So there are very few places where you can safely do camping and stuff or even cooking. So wherever I'm visiting, just say some place there, I usually get a hotel and my cooking need is met there. So the camping I have never done till date, and neither cooking.
If I were to come to India and wanted to take a motorcycle along or rent one probably, what would you recommend? Where should I go and what kind of tips do you have?
Wow, that would be really great if you come to India. Probably we both can go places. So the must-do places in India which you have to explore is the Jammu and Kashmir region and Himachal Pradesh. So these are the two states right below the Himalayas. So you must have heard about Leh Ladakh. It has the world's highest motorable road. And the road conditions are very treacherous, very dangerous. Sometimes there are landslides, the snowfall is there, water crossings are there. So it's very adventurous and the view is very amazing. So it's a must try place if you come to India. And after that, there are other places also, like in northeast side towards the China, you have Sikkim, Gangtok. So these places are also all mountain regions, great twisties and less populated. These are all less populated areas. So you can camp also here, this safe. So you must explore these places if you come to India.
And now the other way around, which countries are on your to-do list? Where would you like to go and take a tour with your bike?
Well, I definitely want to cover the entire world. I have seen the long way up, long way around, long way down of Charlie Bowman and the other actor. So I'm very much inspired by them. So firstly, I would like to cover Europe, Switzerland, especially. It's very close to my heart. I really want to visit Switzerland someday and cover it on a motorbike and not like a tourist coming, traveling by car or bus. So the Switzerland is on my definitely on my number one list, and rest of the Europe, and maybe then New Zealand and Australia are my next on the list.
You mentioned earlier that you usually take every 4 or 5 months, you take 1 week vacation. How much vacation do you actually have available in a year?
There are actually no paid leaves. Whatever leave I take, it's an unpaid leave. So it's up to me, depending on the patients, number of patients admitted. Whenever the flow is less, whenever the work is less, that time I choose to take. Maximum I can take 15 days to 20 days vacation, not more than that.
And when you plan to take a motorcycle tour, for example, to Europe, would your wife accompany you or would you do it on your own?
Yes, I will be traveling with my wife because she is equally excited and even she wants to explore Europe on motorcycle. So that's on our next list now. So we are planning towards it, although we have no idea how to approach, what is the process, what is the documentation. I guess you can guide me a bit.
Most certainly I will. It will be my great pleasure. Rowan, tell me about why you ride a motorcycle. What is so special about being on a bike? How would you explain this fascination?
One word, freedom, liberation. The thrill of riding motorcycle, you won't get that feeling by driving a car or going in a train or going in a flight. I find it very boring to go in a car or even bus or a train. But when you're on motorcycle, it's like you are exposed to all the elements, the wind, the smell, the feedback from the road. And people accept you more when you're arriving at some destination. When you're coming by motorcycle, when you have traveled there, compared to a person who has come via flight or a car, that you have traveled, you have seen the region, you have met people. So you deserve more to be there compared to any other person. Moreover, the feeling you are having of an accomplishment of traveling on a motorcycle at the same time having a complete fun and thrill. That is what makes me keep going back to motorcycle again and again. And it's all the time enjoyable whenever I'm on motorcycle.
You mentioned that this is the GS is your eighth motorcycle already. So you really can compare. Maybe you can tell us 4 or 5 of the best things your current motorbike offers and also some things that you could improve, that you think should be improved.
Yeah, so the model I have is R1250 GS. So the best thing about it is it's very easy to maneuver. It has low center of gravity. It has the Boxer engine, which is diamond over tested. It's been 40 years for the GS in production line. So I think that's the highest in comparing to any motorcycle in the world right now. So that's itself is a success for speaking out loud. And fourth thing is shaft drive. Because the, with my earlier bikes, what used to happen was whenever I used to go for a long trip, say maybe 10 days or 12 days, the chain used to get loosened and loosened. And many of the times I have to keep tightening it, keep lubricating it. Otherwise, it would used to start making sounds. So that's what I didn't want. So the shaft drive is perfect replacement for that. And the suspension of GS, it is very amazing. I mean, even during off-road or on-road, you are very comfortable. So these are the five things I love most about GS.
And what could be improved?
Yeah, and in terms of improvability, I guess the wind noise is something I didn't like on GS. I think it could be better. And maybe a reverse gear, I don't know if you feel the same way since you also own one.
Yeah, it's heavy, right?
Yeah, it is heavy, especially at slow speeds or in city. It's difficult to pull. And the fuel tank should have been somewhere between 20 to 25 liters instead of 20 for GS and directly 30 for GSA. So I guess 25 would have sweetened the deal further. That would be it. I can't think of any other disadvantages. That's all.
It's quite a dependable horse, isn't it?
Yes.
Rowan, let's briefly talk a little bit about your personal life, about your family, about your hobbies. Do you have family live close to you?
Yeah, currently me and wife, we both are staying together. But since she is still studying her post-graduation in radiology, she is staying at a 100-kilometer distance. She usually comes on weekends to visit me. My parents are also doctors. They stay at a different place, which is another 100 kilometers from me. So at present, I'm married, but yet living a bachelor's life. My sister stays in the same place. She stays just 100 meters from here. She is a dermatologist. Her husband is also a dermatologist. So it's all a doctor family we have.
What about other hobbies? I know the job takes a lot of time and then motorcycling too, but what else is there to do for you when you have time?
Yeah. So when I was in my, after high school, I had a bit of free time. So that time I used to do sketching. So pencil sketching, pen sketching. I'm not so much into painting, but I used to do sketching. Let's say I can do a good amount of sketching. Then after coming into medical life, I lost a bit of touch for it, but I gained interest in guitar. So I play acoustic guitar. I learned it for around 3 years. So I have a YouTube channel as well. I have around 130 to 140 music videos of me playing guitar on YouTube. So that is my another hobby.
What kind of music do you prefer to play?
Mostly Bollywood, and even I play a few artists like James Blunt, Adele. Yeah.
So what kind of reactions do you get on your social media? So you have on the one side those motorcyclists following you who have the same interest, and then you have people watching your YouTube videos, your music videos. What kind of feedback do you get? Does it help you in any way?
Yes, definitely. Because I've been on Instagram since last, I guess, 4 or 5 years. So people have seen me growing. They have been following me from when I had a KTM 200cc motorcycle. Now I have a 1200cc. So it's a kind of big deal. So everyone is looking up to me. And many of the guys, the teenagers, they keep messaging me that you really motivate us every day. We see your posts and they feel that, yes, if he can do it, and then we can also do it. It's achievement is possible. Many people keep appreciating for my efforts for regularly being active on Instagram. And they also keep appreciating me. So, yeah, it's very helpful. The feedback is good from people.
Okay. Well, Rowan, all we can say is that we hope you stay safe and you have a safe motorcycle career ahead of yourself. So watch out for bad traffic. Be very careful. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. It has been a really great opportunity. I think this is the first time I'm talking to someone in Switzerland and from a biking community. So I'm looking forward to it. Thank you once again. And we'll be in touch. I'm looking forward to it.
Rowan, 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 Rowan.
Dr. Rowan Bhatil from India. What a multi-talented young man and biker friend. I can't wait to meet him and travel through India with him and through Europe, of course. That is, if they will still allow us to ride motorcycles over here when Rowan arrives. Oh. If you would like to connect with Rowan via social media, just check our website, graveltalk.com, graveltalk.com. You'll find all the links you need and some photos of Rowan and his motorbike. So, be sure to check our website, graveltalk.com. Till we meet again, our next Gravel Talk podcast will be available soon.
Rowan.